You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good morning and a very warm welcome to a morning walk down Dalal Street. Today is the 12th of April 2019 and just like that, we have come to that event we've been waiting for over years now, 5 years to be precise, because that's just our preoccupation. Once the election gets over, we start waiting for the next one. But they have begun in earnest on the 11th of April, that is yesterday. How that'll affect the markets in the course of the next 1 month when the elections will take place is something we'll be keeping a close eye on. And the market this week has already seen a bit of a topsy-turvy ride, highs and lows, etc. All that took place yesterday and all that we can look forward to over the course of today is what we start things off with on this nifty little package we like to call a morning walk down Dalal Street with me, Rakesh Sharma, right here on Money Control.
A morning walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
Well, in a topsy-turvy week, yesterday was a bit of a boring day as benchmark indices consolidated in a narrow range, but bulls managed to push the index in green territory towards the close. For the past few days, Nifty has been consolidating in a range of 11,500 to 11,700. Now, going forward, a breakdown below 11,500 or a breakout above 11,760 will decide the trend, according to experts. Global cues, movement of crude oil prices, macro data, as well as earnings are other factors which are likely to dictate the trend for markets ahead of election results. The Indian rupee on Thursday climbed 19 paise to close at 68.92 against the American dollar, also marking a third straight session of gains driven by sustained foreign fund inflows. On the institutional front, FPIs were net buyers in the Indian markets for 476 crore rupees, while DIIs were net sellers to the tune of 16 crore rupees, according to provisional data. And what is the big news I bring to you? Well, earnings will be the talking point. TCS and Infosys will declare their results today. All in all, 11 companies on the BSE will declare their results, which include names like Infosys, TCS, Tinplate India, Moltec Technologies, among others. TCS is expected to report a revenue growth of around 2.5% in dollar terms due to cross-currency tailwinds. Constant currency terms revenue growth is expected to be around 2% sequentially. For Infosys, brokerages expect quarter four to be better than the third quarter due to ramp-up in large deals. According to them, constant currency revenue growth could be in the range of 1.7 to 2.1% for the quarter. A quick look at the technical view and what it's trying to tell us today. Nifty has formed a doji candle on the daily chart. The index closed a tad below 11,600 and formed a small bullish candle, which resembles a doji on the daily charts. Unless the index emerges out of the trading range, which appears to be 11,710 to 11,550, a directional move cannot be witnessed. On the downside, it looks critical to sustain above 11,550 levels on a closing basis, a breach of which shall strengthen the bearish sentiment on Dalal Street. Based on all this, we'll be taking a look at three levels today, 11,550, 11,606 and 11,760. Maximum call OI placed at 12,000 and 11,800. Maximum put OI at 11,000 and 11,500. Very quickly, some stocks that made some news yesterday and something we'll be keeping a closer eye on over the course of today. IT stocks will be in focus as Infosys and TCS will declare their results for the quarter ended March later today. Sun Pharma Group's senior executive Abhay Arvind Gandhi and his wife Kiran have settled with SEBI a case related to insider trading in shares of Ranbaxy Laboratories in 2014. Both have paid a total of over 70 lakh rupees as settlement charges. And finally, Maruti Suzuki India, that is MSI, on Thursday hiked the prices of its popular model Alto K10 across the country following the addition of various safety features, and the hatchback will be costlier by up to 23,000 rupees in the Delhi NCR region. Before I let you go, I'll give you something you can mull over. We spoke to IIFL and this is what they have to recommend in terms of some stocks to buy and sell. It's going to be three buy calls today. Bajaj Finserv has a buy call. Target 7,940 rupees, 7,940. Stop loss 7,370 rupees, 7,370 for returns of 5%. BHEL has a buy call as well. Target 80 rupees, 80. Stop loss 71 rupees for returns of 8%. And Maruti Suzuki India with a buy call as well. Target 7,650 rupees, 7,650. Stop loss 7,030 rupees, 7,030 for returns of 6.5%. Bajaj Finserv, BHEL and Maruti Suzuki India, all with buy calls. That's pretty much everything you need to know before going into trade this morning. And we'll keep you updated throughout the course of the day, of course. And we'll also bring to you some more podcasts about the elections. And we'll also take a look at what's been happening with Infosys and TCS. So that's another update that you can expect over the course of the day. Please do write into us, mcpodcast@nw18.com, or comment wherever it is that you listen to your podcasts. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
A morning walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.